Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35, Fairfax County Supervisor Dan Stork will join us to talk about noise complaints surrounding National Airport. And at 8:35, we'll be joined by Ed Henry from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And it's a pretty big sports weekend, not just nationally, but here in Washington, D.C., as well, as the Caps look to finish up the regular season and look toward the playoffs, the Nationals having their home opener, and the Masters going on down in Augusta. Joining us right now, Scott Allen, sports writer for the Washington Post. I want to start, if I can, with the Masters of all things, because have you seen this video of Vijay Singh in a warm-up shot yesterday? He skimmed the golf ball across the water down at Augusta. It skipped like a stone like four times and then was a hole in one. Did you see? I've never seen anything like it.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's incredible.
That'll be the first thing I check out this morning. I feel like I was at a national park from dawn till dusk yesterday.
Well, that's probably true. So, you were.
I guess that's true.
I have not seen that yet, but it sounds incredible.
It really is. It's a viral video, and you're right. You probably put in a very late night. Let's talk about the home opener for the Nationals yesterday, a long rain delay there in the early innings, and then the Nats came up short. What happened? They were looking so good on the road.
Yeah, they did. They just didn't get the starting pitching in the home opener. You know, you mentioned the rain delay. It was 3-3 after one inning. Tanner Roark, who's back in the rotation this year, not the start that he wanted to his 2016. And then they didn't manage that many hits against the Marlins after the game resumed. They got those three runs in the first inning, and it was a struggle after that. A lot of guys left on base. Jason Worth especially left some guys on, and you can't win them all. So 2-1 after three games, I think you'll take.
Yeah, you take that. But I mean, how are they looking for the whole season? I mean, how are they shaping up this year?
Well, The storyline coming into the season, I think, was that, you lost Jordan Zimmermann, you lost Ian Desmond, but a lot of the guys that you had last year who were supposed to run away with the NL East title and make a run at the World Series were back, and more importantly, they were healthy going into opening day. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Ben Revere, the leadoff hitter they brought in to replace Denard Span, because partly he has a history of staying healthy and Span's getting older, gets hurt on his first swing of the day in Atlanta and is already on the disabled list with an oblique.
Yeah.
But he hopefully will be back. They say it's a day-to-day thing. They said that a lot last year, and day-to-day turned into month-to-month. So, again, I think the biggest key with this team is going to be health, because they have the same pieces they had last year.
Mostly. Well, and Daniel Murphy, one of the big free agent pickups from the Mets over the offseason, he's already starting to pay off with a home run in the first game and a bases-clearing triple yesterday.
Absolutely. He's already endeared himself to anyone who might have been on the fence of supporting a former Met who used to kill the Nats.
Yeah.
So that's really great to see.
Hey, we learned to love a former Philly with Jason Worth, so I think we can do it with Daniel Irving. Can I just ask you a quick question before we move on from the Nats? Is it me or is it incredibly weird that there hasn't really been any formal resolution to this Jonathan Papelbon-Bryce Harper issue? September of last year, the final week of the season, Papelbon chokes Bryce Harper in the dugout in front of God and everybody. Papelbon's still on the team, and they haven't really addressed it, have they?
Well, Papelbon addressed it at his first media availability in spring training, and he said he would not talk about it after that. And, he said, look, I apologize to Bryce. I apologize to the fans, the coaches. I think he said everyone involved, which, Nats fans, everyone who was there that day, everyone who watched on TV would feel included in that. And then Bryce has said, that was squashed that day. He said this in radio interviews. He's told the beat reporters that, look, the past is the past. Bryce has gone on record as saying, hey, I want Papelbon to save 55, 60 games and be in contention for the Cy Young. If he does that, we're in good position. We might be looking at a World Series. Mm. Other players have said the same thing, that suggesting that things like this happen more often than the fans know, they just don't happen out in the open on Fan Appreciation Day.
Yeah,
it's the worst case scenario. Mike Rizzo, he wants it would be. It was. I think it was great that Papelbon was able to save those first two games in Atlanta and come home. If he had blown even one of those, I think the reception would have been even worse.
It's a good point.
Yeah. On opening day.
All right, let's talk about the Caps. You know, they're doing pretty well this season. They got everything lined up for the playoffs, and then then they lose to the mighty Penguins of Pittsburgh.
Mm.
Yeah, you know you could say they're stumbling a little bit down the stretch, but
that's
really
not a good time to be stumbling, though, is it?
It's true, but they haven't really had anything to play for a few weeks now because they had such a dominant regular season. You know, they clinched the best record in the NHL, home ice advantage, throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I think one or two other teams had even clinched a playoff spot. So just, you know, the most dominant regular season in Capitals history, and everyone getting really excited and, you know, hurry up and get here, playoffs. And now, if people weren't worried enough already, this mini slump here is going to only add to that. But I think it was good to see last night, you know, after falling behind 3-0, they came back and at least forced overtime. The Islanders' overtime loss on Tuesday, I think most people would tell you that, you know, they played well. Braden Holtby gave up a bit of a weak goal there, and he's playing for that single-season wins record. It doesn't look like he'll get that. So that's unfortunate. But the most important thing is that they can stay healthy for these last two regular season games and regroup.
But the fact that that loss was against the Penguins,
who, by the way,
also have a really good record, and they've been coming on strong. It's something about the Penguins lurking there.
I know. Really, they're lurking in the background. Hey, what about RG3? He's in Cleveland now. How's that going for him?
Yeah, a lot of talk about that first press conference in Cleveland, dropping the no pressure, no diamonds line at the end of it.
At least he's still RG3.
He's still RG3. He's going to be him. You know, I think someone asked him, "Are you humble?" And he said, "You know, if you say you're humble, you're not." So, but it's a fresh start for him. Hugh Jackson should be a good coach for what RG3 can do. I think he has to be humbled after, you know, press conference aside, he has to be humbled after what happened last season, how his tenure in Washington ended. If he's not, he has no chance. But I think, you know, of all the options that he had, I think a place like Cleveland is probably going to be a lot better for him than, say, New York, where every little thing he does is going to be analyzed much more so than it even was when he was in Washington.
All right, we're out of time, Scott Allen, but real fast, if someone wants to watch the Masters, who should they keep an eye on this weekend? Who do you think is going to do well? We're already a little bit into it, one day into it.
Having not seen anything yesterday, I'll say Jordan Spieth. I think the Under Armour guy has a good shot.
All right, thanks for that.
Thanks,
appreciate it. It's 7:15 now. WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, boy, do we appreciate it, and we're grateful when traffic is lighter than normal. And not so bad on 66 once you get through that volume through Manassas and Centerville. On Route 7, though, into Leesburg, an accident is causing us some unusual backups. Eastbound 7, after Route 9, before you get to the bypass. Crews have that to the shoulder, according to Loudoun County Police. They tell me nothing remains blocked, so you should start to see that pace improving. North on Virginia 95 in Stafford, slowing up through to Aquia. Again in Woodbridge, 395 in Landmark, slowing. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, the crash, outer loop near George Avenue, that had been moved to the shoulder. And now, if you're on the 270 spur, coming off of 270, heading in toward Virginia, right as you merge on through to the Beltway, looks like we have a sudden slowdown there. So see if crews are on their way to check for a broken down or an accident. I'm not seeing anything right now in the cameras, but again, do watch your step coming off of the 270 spur. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, maybe even a flurry out there in the west and north of us, high of 56 degrees. We're seeing some snow across the north and midwest here in April. Today's high is 56 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies until overnight, and then we'll have some showers and, again, maybe even some snow mixed in there. The overnight low here in the city is 39 degrees. Tomorrow, looking for rain and snow showers in the morning. Could get up to an inch of snow in some spots. Again, mostly in the west and north of here. Looking for some thunder with that rain toward the end of the afternoon tomorrow as well, high of 43. And then by Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s. Looking into next week, we're looking at mostly temperatures, highs in the mid to upper 60s. So it's going to get a little warmer again. It's right now 44 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by B&F Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, so, you know, in this presidential campaign cycle, it seems like all the candidates got to have surrogates. Because, you know, a candidate can't be every place all the time, so you got to have other people to go out and speak on your behalf, right?
Yeah.
And so Donald Trump has chosen among his surrogates to be a former candidate for the office, Ben Carson. And he really stinks at the job.
Well,
I mean, he's not very good at
it. He's honest. And I guess if you're a surrogate and you're spinning for a candidate, honesty is not necessarily the best attribute.
I don't mean to pick on Ben Carson. I really like Ben
Great
Carson.
Great neurosurgeon. Horrible advocate for a candidate.
Yeah, and we point to this interview on CNN. Take a listen.
You think there are better people out there to be president than Donald Trump?
I don't think you have to really think about that. It doesn't matter what you're doing. There are better people than me at neurosurgery. There are better people than you being a broadcaster. You know, there are better people at everything.
When you say that there probably are better people out there, did you have someone in mind?
I don't think that that's a useful place to go.
There are probably better surrogates for Donald Trump than Ben Carson. That goes without saying.
Like possibly a sack of potatoes might have been more
effective. Bless his heart. I mean, he just walked
right. No, we do. We have nothing but respect for Ben Carson.
But he walked into that one pretty good.
Well, it's a great follow-up. When you say there could be better candidates for president, do you have anyone in mind?
Here's what a former Romney staffer had to say about all that.
He's obviously not the best surrogate. He kind of says things off the cuff, which are not helpful for his campaign, to say the least. But look, I think we're heading into a period now where the Trump campaign is in somewhat of a period of disarray.
That's Ryan Williams, who worked for Romney. Well, you know, look.
I don't know if this means the Trump campaign's in disarray.
No, but I wouldn't go that far. Yeah. But, you know, the Romney people don't like Donald Trump either way.
Right.
So anyway, now let's move on to this other story. Ted Cruz is not having a good run in New York. I mean, this is Donald Trump's backyard, right? And Donald's expected to do extremely well in the New York primary. And Ted Cruz can't seem to gain any traction. He's catching a lot of trouble everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting a lot of blowback for something he said about Donald Trump has New York values, and New York values are not necessarily conservative values. A lot of people are now saying, I think that's code. I think that's code, and what you're saying is that, you know, New York values are Jewish values, and I think that's an anti-Semitic comment.
Oh, get over yourselves.
I know. I don't quite. You know who's throwing this out there, among others? There's a lot of people throwing it out there.
Mm.
Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now let me say it. Get over yourself. Are you kidding me? I wish he was dancing the tango again.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. No, everybody knows what he means when he says New York values, whether you agree with it or not. Everybody knows what you mean. New York City is a place that generally is not very friendly to conservative Republicans. The only Republican that they do elect are people like Michael Bloomberg, who, well, let's face it, he's not a Republican, or Rudy Giuliani, who is a great American, but he's pro-choice, and he's just not who you would think of as rock-ribbed conservative. That's all. That's what he means. It means liberal. Yeah. It means, you know, progressive issues.
I think. And by the way, Rudy Giuliani has been asked who he's going to vote for.
Speaking of.
And he says he's going to vote for Donald Trump.
There you go.
But he did not say he was going to endorse him.
Okay.
Well. He simply said, I'm just going to vote for him, but I'm not going to endorse him.
All right. Well, there you go. He's had it both ways, officially. Here's the thing. Do you think everyone's saying, and Cruz is going to lose New York? He may come in third place in New York. Does that hurt him, though? I mean, maybe it hurts him getting the delegates toward the convention, but does it hurt him in general? Because does anyone think that the Republican nominee is going to win New York? Is New York that important of a state?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, but you know, probably not. Probably a Republican.
I mean, if the Democrat nominee is going to be either Hillary or, I mean, most likely Hillary, or possibly Bernie Sanders. Either way, that's a slam dunk for New York, isn't
it? I would think so, yeah. It's 7:22.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So you ever get a vendor in your house and you're watching them do their work and you start to think to yourself, who is this clown? I could be doing this work even better than this guy is, and I'm paying through the nose for him. And let's talk about carpet cleaning companies for a minute, because, you know, I've had this experience. I've had the guys come in and carpet, and I've actually had to show them. Say, no, that's not how you do it. Do it like this. Listen, that's not what you're going to do with Zero Res. Zero Res master technicians are highly trained company employees, by the way. They're not just some day laborers that get picked up. Some of these fly-by-night places, they'll do that. No, these are company employees. They're bonded. They're background checked. They're drug tested. And they're insured. You know who's coming into your home. And Luis and Lindsay Padilla, who own Zero Res, they put their name and their family's reputation on this. So nothing's going to go wrong when their employees, their very, very nice and highly skilled employees, come into your house to clean your carpets. And by the way, no one cleans your carpets like Zero Res. Their process is incredible. They leave no residue behind. None of that stinky smell. Your carpets are going to look, feel, and smell like they're brand new. Take it from me. Trust me, this is what they did with my carpets, and they'll do it for yours. Not just your carpets, your hardwoods, your laminate floors, your upholstery, your tile, your grout. And right now, for WMAL listeners, it's the biggest sale of the year. 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. 20% off. Call them. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Have you been dreaming about your very own hot tub? Then check out the Capital Hot Tub Super Sale. Get 36 months, no interest financing, or a free salt system and hot tub steps. This is a factory-sponsored hot tub sale from America's number one hot tub, Hot Spring Spas. Limited time offer. Come in by this weekend. Located in Clarksburg, Maryland on Frederick Road, or in Fairfax at Waples Mill Road and Route 50 next to Sleepy's. Learn more at CapitalHotTubs.com. That's CapitalHotTubs.com.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund this year? No. Thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity at any time. Can disguising yourself make you less likely to have your identity stolen? No. Your friends might not recognize you, but it won't help with identity theft like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and calls to make to work to resolve identity theft issues during tax season and every other time of year. Don't wait till you have a problem. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. Here's the scoop. You'll have a little bit of a slowdown as you head through the Hyattstown area. The crash beyond that south at Father Hurley Boulevard cleared out of that right lane, and really not too much of a backup to get you on through. Coming off of the 270 spur and onto the outer loop of the Beltway, we were seeing some heavy delays. But I did speak to Maryland. They went out and checked the authorities, the state highway crews, and they found nothing in the roadway. Earlier crash on the Beltway had been on the outer loop between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, get ready. You have some delays quickly growing here. The crash inbound Route 4 just before you get to the Beltway. And I'm looking at delays right around the Suitland Parkway for our Route 4 commuters. Wilson Bridge backups now before you get to St. Barnabas Road, just the stop and go. For 295, passing the Naval Research Lab, a little bit lighter than normal there. 66 without any reported problems with the heavy delay still in through Centerville, Fair Lakes, and up the Beltway. Update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Since 1941, Dickie's Barbecue has been serving slow-smoked meats and home style sides, your family favorites served by their family. Join them for lunch or dinner today. Order a family pack to take home, or you can get a free catering quote at Dickies.com. Dickies Barbecue, where they speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Calder air now spilling in. Gusty winds, partly cloudy today. Maybe a snow flurry or two west this morning with a high of 56. Rain and snow showers tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 degrees in the nation's capital, 727 on WMAL. Let's stick with the New York primary.
Yeah.
New Yorkers feeling the burn. And I lived in New York for a while. I felt the burn, but it had nothing to do with politics. Anyway, Bernie Sanders.
Sounds like a personal problem.
When you're up in New York, the reporters ask you about all these, you know, inconsequential things that just don't matter, you know. And here the conversation came up about riding the subway in New York.
How do you get on the subway today?
Are you talking? Are you going
to? Wrong.
Yeah, New York Daily News asked Bernie Sanders, how do you get on the subway today? And he said, well, you use a token, right? And the guy said, wrong.
That's sort of a gotcha question. I mean, if you don't use it, how would you know
okay,
it?
Okay, but, you know, but preceding that question, Sanders said, you know, well, last time I was in New York, I used the subway. And so it was sort of a, you know, oh, really?
Oh, really?
So in New York, they do use a MetroCard now for the subway. But it's not, so like here in D.C.,
right.
The one thing that sort of kind of works is our Metro passes.
Yeah, they
it's
work.
It's magnetic. You just wave it over the
bam,
thing, right?
And you walk right through.
See, now in New York, you got to swipe. It's got a little magnetic stripe, right? Like on a credit card that you swipe.
Okay.
And that, as you know, if you've ever had a credit card and you swipe it at the grocery store, it doesn't always work. So Hillary has a big photo opportunity yesterday. She's riding the subway. She uses her card.
How long in advance did you ride the subway, Madam Secretary?
A year and a half, something like that.
Yeah, right.
I love it because it's so convenient. It is just the best way to get around.
There is no way it's been a year and a half because she
I don't believe that at all.
She went to use it and the card once, twice, three times, four times. She was doing it wrong. She had the card in backwards. She had it in upside down. It never worked.
And New Yorkers were going shaking their heads, going,
just,
oh, man.
They're still
going
to vote for her. Well, it's 729 on WMAL.
Hey, in 2016, the world has never been more unstable, especially when it comes to your money and retirement. Listen, Savage Nation, today we exist in a hotbed of world risk. How about the terror attack the other day? How about China? How about oil? How about your negative bank returns, which can turn your assets into liabilities overnight? My question, as international volatility rises, do you hold any assets that will shelter your wealth from the next crisis, whether here or in China or in Europe? Well, I do. Do you have any assets which provide safety in all market conditions? Well, I do, and you should too. Find out where you sit with Global Risk. Take Swiss America's free Global Risk Test. In just minutes, you'll know whether your wealth can survive explosive changes unraveling around the globe. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit globalrisktest.com. That's 800-289-2646. You have my word. This simple test is well worth your time. 800-289-2646, globalrisktest.com.
Coming up on WMAL, people who live by Reagan Airport are shocked at the noise from the airplanes. We're going to talk to Fairfax Supervisor Dan Stork about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Pope Francis says individual conscience, not rules, must guide the Catholic faithful in decisions on sex, marriage, and family. Francis says this morning the church must no longer sit in judgment and, quote, throw stones against those who fail to live up to the gospel's ideals of marriage and family life. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump continues to lead Ted Cruz in California, but just barely. A new poll there shows Trump with 39%, Cruz with 32%. And Trump may have other problems within his campaign.
Some of the problems that Donald Trump right now are self-inflicted. If you go back to those abortion comments that happened before the Wisconsin primary, if you look at the fact that he was doing a radio call-in show with somebody who was with the Never Trump movement and did not realize that, his staff did not warn him of that, there are some just structural problems and problems with the candidate himself that are causing headaches inside the Trump campaign right now.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Former Maryland governor and Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley won't say whether he'll endorse Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. In an interview on MSNBC last night, O'Malley said he will support whomever the party chooses. Secretary of State John Kerry is making an unannounced visit to Baghdad today to meet Iraq's prime minister and other top officials. That visit comes at a time of increased military momentum against ISIS, but also deep political uncertainty in Iraq. FBI background checks for gun purchases are going through the roof.
Analysts say there has been a spike in gun sales following the San Bernardino and Paris terror attacks. Also, as the general election draws closer, industry experts say the push for stronger gun control on the campaign trail may be driving sales. Federally licensed gun dealers are required to run a background check whenever someone tries to buy a handgun. 2016 is on track to surpass last year's record of 23 million background checks. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,542, the Nasdaq at 48,48. Sports, the Nets lose their home opener in Miami to Miami. The O's complete the three-game sweep of the Twins. The Caps lose to Pittsburgh. The Wizards are in Detroit tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model-year big-screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's Big Closeout Blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Honey, the magic is here.
Great, I can hardly wait.
Come on in, guys.
Thanks.
We point at junk and it disappears, right?
You've obviously heard the radio ads.
But those ads are true, aren't they?
Point at something. Anything at all.
Even if it's outside?
Anything.
That was fun.
I love this.
It's gone.
All you have to do is point.
I love this job.
Me too.
People are just so happy when their stuff disappears.
The house feels so much bigger.
Is there anything you'd like us to get from the attic?
Absolutely. Follow me.
How do you do that?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets.
You need a deep down clean.
You need Hadid.
For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111
or go online to joehadid.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County crews still dealing with the cleanup of the crash. It looks like lanes are reopened, but you'll still see the activity on Route 7 eastbound after Route 9 as you head toward the bypass in Leesburg. On 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway, pockets of the heavy and stop-and-go volume. North on Interstate 95, starting to ease out through Aquia, had an earlier crash north of 610, gone. Then the delays in Dale City, the Woodbridge, 395 in Landmark, and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, Route 4 for Maryland commuters, delays continue to grow with the crash. inbound, northbound Route 4 before you get to the Beltway. Delays are beginning now before you get to the Suitland Parkway. I was getting some complaints from Metro Rail riders, and what happened was they had an earlier train malfunction at Stadium Armory. It's been resolved, but we still have residual delays, orange, blue, silver, and green lines. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Blustery winds and chilly temperatures now settling back in today. 56 this afternoon, partly cloudy, windy, a few flurries around this morning, especially west. Occasional rain and snow showers tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Arlington, 42 in La Plata, 44 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hedin Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Raymond Arroyo from EWTN will give us his analysis on this stunning announcement from Pope Francis. If you haven't heard it, well, you'll hear all about it at 8:05. And at 8:35, Ed Henry, Fox News Channel, who spends his days following Hillary Clinton around all over the country. He's like the Huma Abedin of Fox News.
No, he's not.
But with a much better tie and pocket square combo. All right, enough of that. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Joining us on the line right now is Dan Stork, who represents the Mount Vernon District over in Fairfax County, serves on the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors. Good morning to you, Mr. Stork. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
We want to talk to you because, you know, yesterday we picked up this topic about some people over in the Mount Vernon area are complaining. They're complaining about all the noise coming from, amazingly, airplanes that fly in and out of National Airport. And we sort of, I took the position, hey, that airport's been there since 1941. Why is all this complaining going on? So why is it an issue now? And why are you pushing to have them do something about it?
I think it's a couple of reasons. One is that for many years we all did experience incredible airplane noise, and as a result, in the 90s and early 2000s, that resulted in the Washington Airport Authority and airplanes leaving, and the FAA agreeing to increase the flight path so it went down 10 miles downriver. That was an agreement that everybody reached. It was been satisfactory for the residents here for many, many years. And then all of a sudden we're getting a lot more airplane noise lately, and that's probably a function of two things. One is, as we all know, Nashville's getting a lot busier, which is good for all of us. But the bad news is that they've changed the way the planes are routed when they fly south out of the airport. So they're no longer going down 10 miles or maybe 5 miles or something far less than that. And so they're flying over neighborhoods that are heavily populated that frankly haven't experienced that same level of noise for almost a decade.
And so you're hearing a lot of complaints, is that right?
Yes, sir. We've got a number of neighborhoods. I live in one of the neighborhoods that also hears the airplane noise fairly regularly. We have a community called Villa May that's got a petition, and they've had a lot of involvement with their community association to try to get the recognition of the FAA and our congressman to try to address this.
Is it really a lot of complaints? Or, I mean, I read this report that one single person filed some 6,500 complaints. I mean, is it just a few people, or is it a lot of people, really?
Well, I think you know how this goes. We all hear it. We experience it. We're frustrated about it, but we don't necessarily take the time to call call FAA or call MY and complain about it specifically. But it's there. It's a part of our lives every day, and particularly as we head into the time where we're opening our windows, we're sitting out on that patio grilling out and enjoying our houses that we've spent a lot of money to maintain and enjoy, and we hear airplanes that take away our ability to talk to the person sitting next to us.
I am somewhat sympathetic to the idea that people have bought their houses under the understanding that the flight patterns were a certain way, and now the flight patterns have been changed, and they're crying foul. I get that. And then it affects their resale value, lots of different issues here. But, let's get real about this. The FAA says, and the air traffic controllers say, that the new flight patterns have to do with safety. It has to do with safety and efficiency, and this is the best route for these planes to take. And the airport isn't going anywhere. So what exactly are you hoping to achieve? Do you want to sacrifice safety for the sake of the noise of the homeowners?
So you're trying to say that it's less safe to fly 5 miles out than it is to fly 10 miles out, or that what the position is for down south is different from what's north? My understanding is that up north they continue that same flight pattern.
It's not what I'm saying. So you're saying the FAA is wrong.
I'm just saying that what we've experienced and what we understand, and nobody's communicated different to us. So at a minimum, if you think something's changed, wouldn't you involve the community? Wouldn't that be the American thing to do, to involve people, talk with them about it, share with them what the concerns are and why things are different? Those conversations, those engagements have not taken place. That's wrong.
So they have not given any reason why, because I researched it, and my understanding from what I've read in news reports is that when they changed the flight patterns, it was what, in 2014, it was like a year and a half ago, they did it because this was the safest route based on the new air traffic control system.
Well, they've not engaged our community at all, and that's something that did take place 10 years ago after many, many years, decades, if you will, of complaints.
Wait.
And then they changed something what was already agreed to.
What does engage the community mean exactly?
Right.
What do you mean exactly by engage the community? You mean you want them to come out and be part of a town hall meeting, or do you want them to make some sort of payment or recompense for this? What do you mean by engage the community?
Well, when you have a problem, what do? You sit down with somebody, you talk with them about them, or if you have a change from what you've agreed to previously, you sit down and you talk with them. You explain what your position is, the community explains, and others explain why it's not the way they want it to be, and then you see if you can work something out that's mutually agreeable, or at least return to the previous agreement until you have something that's mutually agreeable.
Mutually agreeable.
That's not happening.
All right.
That
sounds like there's some sort of negotiation here, and you're trying to get something from the airport or from the FAA.
We're trying to be treated the same way as they treat the flights going north. We want them treated the same way as they're going south, and we want them to honor what they had agreed to 10 years ago.
All right.
I think that's fair, don't you?
It depends. It depends on safety issues,
yeah,
certainly.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. We wanted to give the other side a fair chance to hear, because that's what we do here on Mornings with the Mall. Thank you, Fairfax County Supervisor Dan Stork.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on this one for sure.
744.
NFL great Cato June trusts Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors with his tax preparation.
This is Cato June. Give Jim Warren a call. He did right by me, and he will do right by you.
Trust the team Cato Trust. Call Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, 301-924-2160.
You got your sand, you got your salt, you got your dirt, and they're all in your fine rugs and carpets, and they're just doing all kinds of damage. The particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. What you need is Hadid. Hadid, a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand and removing every speck of dirt. Now, if your rug is in need of repair, good news. Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look just like new again. Hadid offers 4 drop-off locations. 1, Vienna, West Maple Avenue. 2, Alexandria, Duke Street. 3, Springfield on Electric Drive. 4, they're on the border store, Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order included, rolling and relaying of rugs, moving of furniture if necessary. Plus, right now, this isn't important, right now get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas, or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security. To reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland, USA, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
7:45 down WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, the slowest of our Maryland Beltway delays will be Outer Loop Topside, College Park to Silver Spring,
and as you approach 210 to the Wilson Bridge, which is actually better than normal. Now, for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue commuters, Maryland, you're okay heading past Woodyard and Dower House Road, but get ready just before you get to the Beltway. That's where we have the crash. At last check, it was still blocking a lane. So northbound, inbound 4 delays beginning before the Suitland Parkway and up through to the Beltway. We have our normal delays actually in place through Riverdale, up 50, and the BW Parkway to head onto New York Avenue or DC 295, just a stop and go. Take you on to 270, better than normal, a little bit of volume in Urbana, Clarksburg, and in Rockville. Leesburg trying to make the recovery, the crash out of the travel lanes, eastbound 7 after Route 9. So, yes, definitely getting much better there. No problems to report Beltway through Annandale and Tysons, but seeing some of that volume on the increase. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air now spilling in. Gusty winds, partly cloudy today. Maybe a snow flurry or two west this morning with a high of 56. Rain and snow showers tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 747 on WMAL. Let's turn our sights to the race for the nomination for president in the Democratic Party.
Let's do that.
You know what? I'm loving everything I'm seeing over with the Democrats.
Yeah, they're starting to scrap it up, and you're seeing the same kind of infighting that you saw in the Republican race.
Listen, you take away those superdelegates. By the way, everyone says Hillary's got an insurmountable lead because of the superdelegates. Guess what? You know what those superdelegates are?
They are not a loyal bunch.
They are human beings.
They
can decide at the last minute who they're going to go for.
Free-thinking individuals who can go any
way
they want to.
Absolutely can. And Bernie Sanders, if you take those superdelegates away, they have a very tight race there, tighter than anything you're seeing on the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie has won 7 out of 8. He's now challenging Hillary for New York, which, last I checked, was the state that Hillary actually represented when she was a senator.
She actually was a senator.
And does she still call that her home, New York? Because she lives in Georgetown.
You know, I heard one person on the air describe Hillary as a longtime resident of New York. And I went, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And a longtime Yankees fan, too. So this could get very, very interesting, and Bernie Sanders can make the case at the convention. Listen, I've won the lion's share of these states, including New York. You might even win California, the way those crazy people are out there. I've got the momentum, I've got the youth vote, and people don't hate me. So maybe the superdelegates should go my way. So things are getting nasty over there. Hillary Clinton said this about Bernie Sanders after he sort of fumbled an interview with the New York Daily News editorial board. We talked about it yesterday. Here's what Hillary said.
Well, I think he hadn't done his homework, and he'd been talking for more than a year about doing things that he obviously hadn't really studied or understood, and that does raise a lot of questions. And really what it goes to is for voters to ask themselves, can he deliver what he's talking about? And I will leave it to voters to decide who of us can do the job that the country needs.
Yeah, so you hear what she's doing there. I'll leave it to the voters.
Yeah.
It's clear what she's saying. This guy is not ready to be president. He's not qualified to be president. He doesn't have what it takes to be president.
And Bernie probably did not take that lying down.
Well, no. And listen, this echoes something that we've been talking about on the Republican side. I mean, remember a year ago, Carly Fiorina.
Like Hillary Clinton, I too have traveled hundreds of thousands of miles around the globe. But unlike her, I've actually accomplished something.
See, I mean, this is the biggest, one of the most effective arguments against Hillary Clinton, and other than she's a lying cheat and nobody can trust her, is that she hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
So here comes Bernie.
Yeah.
She has been saying lately that she thinks that I am, quote unquote, not qualified to be president. Let me just say in response to Secretary Clinton, I don't believe that she is qualified if she is through her super PAC taking tens of millions of dollars in special interest funds.
There we go. They're feeling it there. I'm loving it. Go, Bernie. By the way, Hillary's response?
I mean, it's just ludicrous.
She's so likable.
I can wait. That's 4 years of that. Oh, no, please.
7:51 on WMAL.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
You know, you see people in public life, and you know that they can look better than they do. You know, I'm not naming names.
Okay.
And I'm not referring back to the topic that we just covered.
Yeah, okay.
But you see people in public life, you know, look at those bags under the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
she
looks terrible, yeah, man, right? Do you ever see anything like that when you see someone?
I have occasionally said that.
You ever see someone running for president, maybe giving a speech on TV? Mm-hmm. And, wow, she looks, man, where did she get those bags under the eyes?
Okay.
I mean, hypothetically speaking.
I think that probably has happened.
If you have that situation, if it's you, if you are unhappy with the bags under your eyes, why don't you use Genucel? Genucel, it's worked for millions of American men and women. They use Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. It's all natural. It uses a rare Swiss apple, you know.
Yeah.
I learned this. I don't know how rare.
It's not a golden apple.
I didn't know
there were rare apples.
It's extract of a rare Swiss apple, the stem cell technology that I don't know what it does, but it works. I've used it. You'll use it. You'll love it. With its instant effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours or your money back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Chamonix is going to double your order right now. 800-525-2720. Send it to a candidate you love. 800-525-2720.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Stop. 7:53. Let's check in on your money with the Business Report, CNBC's Stephanie Shelton. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, well, there's not much change through the morning in the stock futures, which still indicate a higher open on Wall Street. Owners of Mercedes diesel cars have filed a new class action lawsuit in the U.S. They claim there's probably a, quote, defeat device in the cars for cheating emissions tests, which the company has denied. A federal judge in San Francisco has rejected a proposed settlement of a class action lawsuit against Lyft. He said the $12.25 million deal shortchanged drivers. Well, you can't count on the U.S. Senate to force airlines to stop reducing airplane seat sizes. Senators voted down an amendment which would have done that, as well as stopped the shrinkage in legroom between rows. Tonight is the 31st annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Honored will be Cheap Trick, Chicago, Deep Purple, NWA, and Steve Miller. All have been recording for at least 25 years. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, one of the great things about living in Washington, D.C. is that there are so many opportunities to take nice long walks. But if your feet hurt, walking, exercising, and standing can be painful. I've got a way to help solve that problem. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike or their new location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Let me tell you about the arch supports I got from the Good Feet store and how I was able to test drive my orthotics. I could tell the difference immediately. I was also helped by a real live person. Don't settle for cheap imitations from the drugstore. Go to my friends, the experts, and stop suffering with foot, knee, ankle, and even back pain. Get to the Good Feet store and feel the difference today. Get your life back. Go to the Good Feet store located at Rockville Pike in Edmonston, next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Go to the Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt. And tell them Chris Plant sent you.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're grooving. 95 Virginia, not so bad as you come through Dale City up through to the Beltway. Once on the Beltway, though, you'll hit that heavy stop and go through Annandale towards 66, 395, pushing below speed through Landmark. And again, as you cross the 14th Street Bridge, Once onto the freeway, had a crash on the exit ramp to U.S. Park Police. Westbound side of the freeway was getting heavy coming off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge. DC 295, the normal stop and go off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Now, Maryland Route 4, heading northbound inbound Route 4 with delay stacking up just before you get to the Beltway for the crash cleanup. Top side of the Beltway, that seems to be about the worst of it in Maryland as you come around from College Park back before 95 now to George Avenue. Scene of the crash gone. Metro Rail, we still have some delays. Had an earlier train malfunction at Stadium Armory, but residual delays on orange, blue, silver, and green lines. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Calder air now spilling in. Gusty winds, partly cloudy today. Maybe a snow flurry or two west this morning with a high of 56. Rain and snow showers tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees at 7:57.
Reserve a seat or relax on a blanket. Bring your own or put it on the tab. However you enjoy a show, Wolf Trap is the place to be for summer's best concerts. New shows just announced. Dolly Parton, Don Henley, Carlos Vives, Boney James, Disney in Concert, Bob Dylan, Ricky Martin, Star Trek Into Darkness with the NSO, and Aretha Franklin. Summer has never sounded better at Wolf Trap. Become a member today and get exclusive access to tickets before they go on sale to the public. Details at wolftrap.org.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA, or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Labiola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Coming up on WMAF,
we'll be joined by Ed Henry of the Fox News Channel.
We'll also be joined by Raymond Arroyo of EWTN to talk about the Pope's big proclamation this morning. He'll be right after the news here on WMAF.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, Pope Francis has released a long-awaited document clarifying the Catholic Church's stand on marriage and the family.
No major change in the church doctrine, but a change in the way that doctrine is put into practice. That's Francis's key point in this 260-some-page document, saying throughout it that non-judgment of complex family situations is the way to go.
Correspondent Delia Gallagher reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry made an unannounced visit to Iraq today. That nation is dealing with a political struggle right now, attempting to root out corrupt politicians.
There is a concern here that this political crisis will divert all of the attention from the fight against ISIS.
Correspondent Elise Labatt. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says he's not going to endorse either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders for the Democratic nomination. In his first TV interview since dropping out of the race himself, O'Malley said on MSNBC last night that he's had what he calls some terrific conversations with both Clinton and Sanders.
I have a great deal of admiration for both of them, and I look forward to supporting the party's nominee.
But O'Malley declined to offer an endorsement of either one. A Christopher Newport University poll out this week revealed that a large block of Virginia Republicans say they will defect from the GOP if Donald Trump is the nominee. Political scientist Quentin Kidd oversaw the poll.
There's a huge loyalty gap on the Republican side. About a third of Republican voters would not vote for Donald Trump if he were the eventual Republican nominee. 13% of them say they would vote for the Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton. Another 13% said they'd vote for a third-party candidate if they could find one.
Now, meanwhile, a new Associated Press GFK poll finds many voters have little love for three of the current presidential hopefuls. Ted Cruz is viewed unfavorably by 59%. 55% have negative views of Hillary Clinton. But at the top of the list, Donald Trump. 70% of people, including close to half of Republican voters, have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump. The company behind Virginia's Hot Lanes is now adding an app.
Transurban says most of its users trying to find traffic and toll information access their website on their smartphones. So now they've created a free app that will help users plan their trip.
You can actually set up an alert to come to you via text message or email and say, you know, I want the toll price every Tuesday at 7 a.m. to go from Braddock Road to Tyson's Corner.
But the company's Mike McGurk says drivers have to obey the law.
You'll see on the welcome screen, there's a reminder every time you open the app that says, please do not use this while driving.
The app called Express Lanes is available for Apple and Android. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a bill to allow people covered by a protective order to carry a concealed gun without having to get a permit. McAuliffe says the legislation would have encouraged victims of domestic abuse to introduce guns into already dangerous situations. Religious leaders are urging Governor McAuliffe to veto another bill that would allow the state to force condemned inmates to face the electric chair. Some 300 faith leaders from Virginia and across the nation say the electric chair is a barbarous relic that kills inmates with unspeakable cruelty. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,542. The Nasdaq at 48,48. Sports, the Nats take their first loss of the year. The O's get their third straight win. The Caps lose to the Penguins in overtime. The Wizards meet the Pistons tonight. And Jordan Spieth has a two-stroke lead after the first round of the Masters. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant.
I want to support the Republican Party, but they've got to do something. You know, they've got to do the right thing. Imagine that.
9 to noon.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm saying.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, in just months, Americans are going to cast their vote for a new president. We the people are frustrated and very angry over being ignored or lied to by the establishment elites of both so-called major political parties. What a party they're having. In the end, voters will likely vote their pocketbooks, which have been shrinking in recent years. But listen to me. Regardless of who is elected, just one asset is bound to shine brightest, according to a new Swiss America special report entitled Hedging the Election. This free report puts the power in your hands to decide whether you will be the winner or loser next November by electing to make a wise decision now to hedge against the vote's economic impact. To learn how to protect yourself and your family by calling Swiss America now at 800-289-2646 or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Listen, no matter who is elected, I want you to call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, and you're going to get a free copy of Hedging the Election or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Thank you.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, southbound delays are south of 123 this morning, continuing down toward the Key Bridge. Had a crash reported along the way near the overlooks. Park Police are responding there. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a little bit better than normal. Slowest stretch will be southbound through Laurel, then you're good in through Greenbelt. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue with 95 slowing to merge on. Inner Loop slows in through College Park. 29 this morning and through White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's. Just that heavy stop and go. Now for 270, southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown. That seems to be about the slowest stretch until you get a little bit of that volume in through Rockville. Wilson Bridge backups, the delays that we had, gone. Looks good to the Wilson Bridge in each direction, wide open. 395 heavy through Landmark and again at the inbound 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold air settling back in. Boy, we're going to have some chilly days coming up here for today and tomorrow. Today's 56 feels colder with a west wind around, a partly cloudy sky, and a few flurries west, mainly this morning. Now tonight, a disturbance swings through with rain and snow showers, 39. Rain and snow showers tomorrow, especially early, windy, and a high of 43. Up to an inch in some spots of snow accumulating. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Alexandria, 45 in Bethesda, 45 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. The Pope urges greater acceptance of non-traditional families. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Ed Henry from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Joining us right now, Raymond Arroyo, EWTN News Managing Editor. He's also author of the new children's book, Will Wilder, The Relic of Perilous Falls. That sounds interesting. You can get that over at RaymondArroyo.com. Raymond, thanks for joining us. Sort of at a moment's notice, because we had breaking news this morning coming out of the Vatican. Pope Francis issues a major document with regard to, well, see, now here, I don't even want to say what it's about, because I know. I've learned my lesson.
You know how I feel. I read all 256 pages of this monster. But I'm here to do a book report for you guys.
Please do.
Help us out.
Because I can tell you what the Associated Press says, all right? And see, this is my thing. I've learned my lesson. Before I jump to conclusions with the mainstream media, we get Raymond Arroyo on. The Associated Press headline is, Pope insists conscience, not rules, must guide the faithful. This is not the Catholic Church I know.
Well, you know, I won't say the AP is totally wrong, but they're partially wrong. Here's the upshot of this. First of all, let me put this in context. This is not the type of document that changes doctrine, okay? This is an apostolic exhortation. What that means is, after 2 years of very public discussions among the bishops and cardinals over the last 2 years in Rome, the Pope is declaring, this is what I feel needs teaching at this moment about the family. So he's clarifying pastorally what needs to be done. It is a long pastoral dissertation on the family. It celebrates the best parts of it. But along the way, he accomplishes a few things, okay, and makes some things clear. One of them, and everybody has a reason to be unhappy about this document, okay? All sides are going to be unhappy. He maintains the church's ban on contraception, artificial contraception. He says homosexual unions cannot be equated in any way with traditional marriage. He says they cannot create life, and therefore they cannot be held on the same plane. Then he goes and wades into what everyone was waiting for, and that is, can divorced and remarried Catholics receive communion without an annulment? And the answer, if you read between the lines here, and really this thing should be called the tale of the footnote, because in a footnote, he suggests that under certain circumstances, a priest can make the determination that a couple or an individual who is in a second marriage without an annulment can return to the sacraments in some way. And I'll read you the footnote if you want it. It's real fast. He says, in certain cases, this can include the help of the sacraments. Hence, I want to remind priests that the confessional must not be a torture chamber, but rather an encounter with the Lord's mercy. And I would point out that the Eucharist is not a prize for the perfect, but a powerful medicine and nourishment for the weak. Now, a lot of canon lawyers and bishops I've been talking to in England, in Rome, and in the United States this morning are not happy with this.
I would think not. And by the way, that footnote, I believe, refers to this statement, which I think more people will read this than the footnote, Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
It can no longer simply be said that all those in any irregular situations are living in a state of mortal sin and are deprived of sanctifying grace. That's the sentence that basically says, you may not be married in the church's eye, but that doesn't mean you can't receive communion.
Right. Well, you see, and this is the whole question here. What does this actually mean? And in the minds of some of the canon lawyers I've been talking to, look, I know people who've spent years, you know, applying to a tribunal in a diocese trying to get an annulment from their first marriage. Does this mean annulments aren't necessary? You can just go to your parish priest. We don't know. But you notice in that quote you read, Larry, he refers to irregular relationships.
Yeah, irregular situations.
Yeah, that's pretty wide. That's pretty wide-reaching, isn't it?
Right, but it's in parentheses. I mean, he has them in quotes, irregular situations, almost so-called irregular situations is how he almost refers to it. There is no talk here of adultery, no talk here of, you know, sinful situations or relationships. That talk is totally done away with. And so the question is, are we saying adultery, if you really love someone and if you're growing spiritually through this new relationship, does that mean it's not objectively sinful? That's the big question for the church, for the bishops, for these parish priests, and for the Pope. But this document is going to cause much more. My guess is it's going to open up many, many more debates, and the war continues. Nothing is settled here.
The line is, a pastor cannot feel it is enough to simply apply moral laws to those living in, quote, irregular situations as if they were stones to throw at people's lives. And then I guess this refers then when an irregular situation would be like single parents, gay people, unmarried straight couples who are living together. Those are all sort of irregular situations, are they not?
Well, one would assume. I mean, you don't, you know, I've had so many emails and tweets and things coming in this morning, and people are asking, you know, Jesus said, you know, go and sin no more. What does this mean? And my take is, go and sin no more, but check with your priest first, because you may not have sinned as badly as you thought. But I don't know. None of us really know what this means practically. And look, I made a rash prediction at the end of last year. And I did it on television during our New Year's show, and I said, my prediction is the Pope will change practice, if not doctrine, but it will have the same effect vis-a-vis communion for divorced and remarried Catholics.
Yeah.
He has essentially done that. He has opened the door here to an alteration in the way in which divorced and remarried people are invited back into the sacraments. The Germans are already doing this. The German church is euphoric today. You know, they are already admitting people in without annulments. The question is, will this catch hold in other places, or does this further exacerbate tensions around the world?
It's
in
a big deal.
Church and outside of it.
Raymond Arroyo, if I could swing back to the very first thing you said here, because I don't want it to be glossed over, and this is for our non-Catholics and also for our not properly catechized Catholics. You said that this is just a pastoral statement. This does not change church teachings. I think a lot of people hear that and they don't get it because, as far as they know, the Pope, you know, he's infallible. When he says something, that means this is what the church believes.
He's only infallible if he says he's infallible, and this is not, you know, that's not what's happening here in this document. You know, to speak so-called, it's called ex cathedra, from the chair. That infallibility he has to proclaim up front. He didn't do it with this document.
So Raymond, help non-Catholics here. So if he's not saying I'm infallible on this, then he might be wrong about these things.
Well, that's exactly right. Look, the Pope here's what he's saying. This is his pastoral reflection on marriage. It is not a doctrinal document meant to change doctrine. But he is suggesting here a shift in the practice. Now, in my estimation, and this is my opinion is when you change practice, you do, in fact, change doctrine. But formally, he is not doing that. So one can't come away from this and say, look, I just met Susie. She's a lot hotter than the wife I'm with now, and I don't have five kids to go home to at the end of the day. Maybe Susie and I can go to church, and we'll feel good about it, and it'll be okay. That's not what this isn't a green light to sin, okay?
Right.
But at the same time, he's trying to have mercy and extend compassion to people in what he calls irregular situations. But how this plays on the ground and the burden this will place on the parish priest, every one of them essentially becomes the Pope, because they're going to have to evaluate if someone's in deep mortal sin or not on a case by case. That makes things very murky. And canon lawyers I talked to today say this will open up a nightmare for them.
And sadly, you know, Raymond Arroyo, sadly, there are a lot of rogue priests out there who have their own agenda, and they will take this and run with it big time.
This is true. No, I think
especially here in America.
As I said, a lot of people will be unhappy with this.
Interesting.
Others will be excited by it. There are beautiful moments in this reflection. But at 256 pages, no one will read it. They'll read the headline. And my sense is they'll come away with more confusion than they will clarity.
Well, I'll tell you what people will read. Yeah. Will Wilder, The Relic of Perilous Falls. That is a new children's book by our guest, Raymond Arroyo, managing editor at EWTN News, who's going to have a very busy day. We appreciate you starting it with us,
Thank
sir.
You, Raymond. We really do appreciate
it. Thank you,
You know, I
listen
thought,
to you all every morning.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Hey, thanks, Raymond.
You know, I thought being a Baptist was complicated.
Oh, you have no idea, my friend. Now, try being a Catholic married to a Baptist.
Now, that is complicated.
This is my life. Yeah. It's 8:16. Let's go straight to traffic and weather with Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this on our Friday morning commute, 95, not so bad, out of Stafford to the Beltway. Just some of that volume through Woodbridge and Newington, the slowest stretch. Then the Beltway through Annandale, you'll hit that stop and go. 66, we're into that sun glare this morning for sure, for 270. Once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, pretty decent trip down to the lane divide. Still bunched up on the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. That's the outer loop. Now on the inner loop, as you pass Colesville Road and heading around toward New Hampshire Avenue, looks like we're starting to see some volume form there, possibly a broken down in the way causing those delays. Inner loop into College Park slows as well. Off of both 50 and the BW Parkway onto DC 295 below speed. And hang on Route 4. They're still trying to clear the remnants of this crash here. Inbound northbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue before you get to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today and some flurries early this morning. I think they've all dried up now out in the west. They're high at 56 tonight, mostly clear skies. But overnight, we're going to get some showers and maybe some snow. Overnight low in the city is 39, much colder where you are. In fact, tomorrow morning, you might wake up with some rain and snow showers in the morning, mostly to the west and north. But potentially up to an inch of snow, believe it or not. By the time we hit Sunday, it'll be sunny skies, high in the mid-50s. Right now, 45 degrees in the nation's capital, 818.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Well, you know, if you follow the American Idol, you know that last night was the final show, at least in this iteration.
Yeah.
American Idol is done. And you may have also, if you watched, noticed how American Idol started. It started with an appearance by the President of the United States on a big screen. Had a little message for all the American Idol fans who were watching. Listen to the President on American Idol.
American Idol has achieved something else as well. For over a decade, this show has motivated millions of young Americans to vote, often and with enthusiasm.
Oh my God.
We should do the same in our lives as citizens of this country that we love. Voting is the most fundamental and sacred right of our democracy. I believe it should be almost as easy as voting on American Idol, and we're working on that. But when we choose not to vote, we surrender that right. We surrender our voice to someone else.
So, yeah, he says he wants voting for, like, the president or for elected office to be just as easy as voting on American Idol.
Voting is the most fundamental and sacred right of our democracy. I believe it should be almost as easy as voting on American Idol, and we're working on that.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, I think this is nuts. I mean, first of all, if you know anything about the American Idol, you know you get to vote more than once.
Yes,
so that's what he's
you.
Talking about, I think. I'm not really completely sure. I think the president believes that you should be able to vote many times.
Well, he is from Illinois.
Yeah, that's right.
And he did have ties with Acorn.
Where dead people vote regularly.
This is, I am so sick of this. I don't want it to be that yet. I think you should jump through a hoop or two to vote. I'm sorry for saying so. Listen, I think the technology needs to be better so that we know that we have a legitimate vote count. I think we need to put precautions in there and so use some technology to make sure that only the people that should be voting are voting. But to suggest that it should be almost as easy as picking up your phone or texting a message like it is done on American Idol is obscene and condescending and patronizing. And he sounds like a moron. It's taught a lot of young people to vote. They're voting for a teeny bopper singer.
sure.
I mean, what does he imagine this is going to be? Does he think that it's like we're going to have both of the candidates come to a big stage with a bunch of flashy graphics and a bunch of dramatic lighting, and they're both going to give statements, and then Ryan Seacrest is going to walk out and say, if you'd like to vote for Hillary Clinton, dial 1-800.
Exactly.
If you'd like to vote for, you know, and is that the way he wants it to be? Pick up a phone and vote?
Donna and Frederick, you're on WMAL. What do you think of this, Donna?
Hi, good morning. Well, when I first saw him come on, I seriously thought it was a joke. I couldn't believe my eyes, and I really couldn't believe what I heard come out of his mouth. I was like, boy, are they desperate on the Democrat side. That's all I got to say. They know where the momentum is. Let's just put it that
way. Well, listen, they're very good at utilizing pop culture phenomenons and glomming onto them and just making themselves part of it. And I'm so frustrated, Donna. I want to be able to watch a television show or a big event without the president or first lady or Joe Biden intruding on it. But it doesn't happen anymore. Super Bowl, Oscars, now American Idol.
I feel the same way, and it's like it's so intrusive. It's to a point where I think they're going to discover we're going to be turning them all out.
Let's see, Donna. Thank you for the call. They've certainly been tuning American Idol out over the years. That's why this is the final.
That's why it's going
season.
Away, right? Yeah.
But something tells me that Obama's like, oh, final American Idol. I got to be a part of this. Now let's come up with some sort of rationale.
Yeah.
To justify why the president is giving an address at the beginning. Oh, I've got it. Voting. Let's make this about voting.
Yeah, I don't think voting ought to be as easy as picking up your phone and dialing a 1-800 number. I really don't think that ought to be the case. I think we actually ought to think about who we're going to vote for. We ought to do a little studying. We ought to spend some time in contemplation. And then we can go cast our ballot. And by the way, we should be able to prove who we are when we go to the polling place.
The only thing, though, with regard to, you know, reality shows and voting, I would like to see a presidential primary where we vote people off an island.
That would be fun.
I would like.
I got some ideas.
All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. It's 8:22.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund this year? No. Thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity at any time. Can disguising yourself make you less likely to have your identity stolen? No. Your friends might not recognize you, but it won't help with identity theft like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and calls to make to work to resolve identity theft issues during tax season and every other time of year. Don't wait till you have a problem. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock.
Digital LifeLock. Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, records management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the D.C. Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
8:25, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we can do this. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, Maryland commuters still in a delay heading up toward the Beltway. However, police tell me at the scene of the crash, it's all to the shoulder. They're just waiting for a tow truck. And the good news, once you get up onto the Beltway, if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, absolutely no delay on our Friday light volume. Looks fantastic each direction across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Heading toward the American Legion Bridge, inner loop as you head north of the toll road, seeing a little bit of that stop and go. George Washington Parkway, pressure still on with the rush hour, south of 123. Heavy across the 14th Street Bridge, Key Bridge, a little bit of volume 2 into Georgetown, and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now, what I am seeing, some delays as you come off of Canal Road, MacArthur, Foxhall to get you onto M Street into Georgetown. So crews are going to be checking to see if there's anything causing that unusual backup. On the trip 95, clearing out nicely through Woodbridge and up through to the Beltway. Metro Rail, there still has some residual delays on the orange, blue, and silver lines from an earlier train malfunction at Stadium Armory. Update is brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue. Great tasting barbecue is what Dickey's is all about. Meat smoked low and slow over hickory wood, smoked home style sides. Kids eat free every Sunday, and they cater for just a few or a few hundred. You can find your nearest Dickey's or get a free catering quote at dickeys.com. They speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Blustery winds and chilly temperatures now settling back in today. 56 this afternoon, partly cloudy, windy. A few flurries around this morning, especially west. Occasional rain and snow showers tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 degrees at 827.
Voting is the most fundamental and sacred right of our democracy. I believe it should be almost as easy as voting on American Idol, and we're working on that.
That's right, he's working on it. He wants you to get on a, make a 1-800 call and decide who's going to be president, I guess. How about Tor in Monrovia? You're on with Brian and Larry. What did you think when you saw the president on American Idol last night?
Well, I told my wife to hit the fast forward button because we were watching it tape delayed. We got through it without having to hear him.
Yeah.
And then you've gone and ruined it by making me listen to it.
Well, I'm sorry. We felt you needed to know.
You're welcome, Tor.
I'm just glad. Thank you, Tor. I'm just really glad that they're not suggesting that they do this like they do on The Voice, that we all turn our back and listen to speeches from the candidates, because I'm afraid nobody would turn around.
Yeah. As Michael Fuse on Twitter tweets to us, yes, Mr. President, voting is a sacred right, so serious a right it should take an effort to do so.
It is 8:28. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Dan Smith from Private Plus Mortgage with great news. Rates have dropped, and we've been locking in 30-year fixed refis in the threes. Don't miss the lowest rates in a year. Call Private Plus Mortgage today for 30-year fixed rate refis in the threes. 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll free for credit costs and terms.
Coming up, Ed Henry, Fox News Channel, who's following the Clinton campaign. He's been reporting this week that things aren't so great over there with the front runner on the Democrat side. We'll talk to him after the news on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. New this morning, Pope Francis is issuing a long-awaited new document on marriage and family, urging Catholic priests to be more accepting.
What he's doing is to say to people who are in divorce situations, who are in family situations, which the church calls irregular, the non-traditional family, saying you are welcome into the church. We are opening the doors to you.
Correspondent Delia Gallagher. With the New York primary coming up April 19th, the presidential candidates are all spending lots of time there.
For a moment yesterday, it appeared every single candidate in the race was trying to out-New York the other candidate. There was a stop by a subway station outside Yankee Stadium, a swing through an Italian deli in the Bronx, and, of course, the tour of a matzah bakery in Brooklyn. But the underlying tension for both parties still remaining as we head into this New York primary. Questions about qualifications, about New York values, and about the shape of Donald Trump's campaign team.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's newly named convention manager, Paul Manafort, says he has no doubts about Trump's ability to lock up the nomination before the GOP convention.
The reality is Ted Cruz has seen his best day. The reality is this convention process will be over with sometime in June, probably June 7th. And it'll be apparent to the world that Trump is over the 1237 number.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley isn't giving his endorsement to either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders in his first TV interview since ending his own campaign. O'Malley said on MSNBC last night he's had talks with both Clinton and Sanders, but will only say for now that he's prepared to back whomever the party nominates. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,542, the Nasdaq at 4,848. Sports, the Nationals fall to the Marlins in their home opener. The O's go to 3-0 with another win over the Twins. The Caps lose in overtime to the Penguins. The Wizards take on Detroit tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Spring is finally here. You know, I love looking out my windows and seeing how everything has turned so lush and green, but that means I need to actually clean my windows. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Do you need a ladder to get around bushes or shrubs so you can clean the outside of your windows? That sounds bad. How about a window that you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your home? That sounds better, doesn't it? Well, you need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-557 Creek. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy efficient windows, and they're easy to clean. Call 855-57 Creek right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, saving you money. Call 855-57 Creek. That's 855-57 Creek. Or go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Bryce Harper.
How about that for an RBI hit?
Declaring war on the NL.
Unbelievable.
Connect. Nationals, Marlins. The series continues tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson. Bryce Harper.
Harper checks one to left.
Hits righties hard.
See you later.
Frame the game. Nationals, Braves. The series starts Monday night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS Neuro Health Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS Neuro Health Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading into the Georgetown area, Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, Foxhall. Everyone trying to get onto Canal Road near Georgetown University. Into that sun glare seems to be the culprit. I spoke to DDOT twice. They said they're not working or responding to any incidents there. Heading over the Key Bridge and onto M Street. That, too, also quite slow. If you're coming off of the George Washington Parkway to go in over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and over on the 14th Street Bridge, we're still pretty thick in the rush hour there. We have cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Looks fantastic. It's the sun volume and the stop and go on 66th. No reported incidents. Greenway and Toll Road looks good this morning. 95 Virginia just about cleared out of Dale City up through to the Beltway. But then hang on, heading on the Beltway to get up toward Braddock Road in Annandale. Stop and go and along the way, incident reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now winter doesn't want to quit. Not that it was much of a winter, but more wintry weather possible. Partly cloudy, windy with a flurry this morning, especially west. Windy this afternoon and partly cloudy, 56. Tonight, some rain and snow showers, 39 degrees. Rain and snow showers tomorrow morning, cloudy and windy otherwise, at 43. Some spots, maybe a slushy inch, especially west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Alexandria, 41 in Rockville, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
The American people might wonder about your qualifications, Madam Secretary, when you voted for the war in Iraq, the most disastrous foreign policy blunder in the modern history of America.
That's Bernie Sanders. No more Mr. Nice Guy pulling off the gloves, going at it with Hillary Clinton as they do the big showdown in New York State. Joining us on the line right now is Ed Henry from Fox News, a man who's been tasked with going out and covering Hillary and keeping tabs and feeling the burn from time to time. How are you there, Ed?
Good morning. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I just want you to know that No More Mr. Nice Guy was not a reference to you at all.
No,
okay?
No, no.
We think you're a very nice guy.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm just a little worried about Larry. You know, he comes on Fox every now and again, and you're very familiar with Fox, but some of the outfits he wears, I mean, we're just getting worried about him.
Yeah. Oh, really, Mr. Pocket Square? Are we going to start going there? Okay.
Well,
Fine scoop.
Match. I just want you to get the shirt and tie and jacket to kind of, I don't know, doesn't have to
be. At least I'm memorable. Cool.
You are.
All I can tell you is I try. I try to give the young man guidance.
It's true, he does.
He doesn't listen to me.
The hair is to frame the face.
That's right. Yes. The hair, the purpose, hair is to frame the face. Okay. Oh, listen, we're way off topic. You're covering Hillary, you're covering Bernie, and it's getting ugly out there.
Yeah, it is. And I think the question is going to be, is this just kind of a head fake or, you know, one little punch, one little jab, or is Bernie Sanders really going to follow it up? I mean, they have one last debate next Thursday in New York City. I'll be there. And I think we've heard Bernie Sanders sort of walk up to the line of really taking Hillary Clinton head on and then kind of walking it back. You remember the now infamous email situation last October where he said, I don't care about your damn emails.
Yeah.
And there have been questions about, you know, whether the campaign regrets not going full bore for this and also not competing in the South, for example. I mean, the Sanders campaign basically ceded the South to Hillary Clinton. She cleaned up a lot of delegates there. Now he's a few hundred behind. He's won six in a row, so he has momentum now. And I think the other question is going to be, does he follow through, as I said, but also, does this wake up Hillary Clinton? You know, does she now have her back against the wall and say, New York, her adopted home state, is a must-win, and do some of these jabs from Sanders make her counterpunch to the point that she finally puts him away?
And you reported earlier this week, Ed Henry, how Bernie Sanders absolutely trounced Hillary Clinton this first quarter in fundraising, and you've got to think, since Hillary focuses on these big money donors, they're limited in the primary season, so it's not like she can keep going back to them and asking for more. But Bernie, it's the opposite.
Yeah, they maxed out. And, I mean, you know, without getting too far in the weeds, all people need to know is that in the month of March, Bernie Sanders raised $44 million, Hillary Clinton raised $29.5 million. So here's somebody who's the front runner, the inevitable nominee. By now, if you're in second place a few hundred delegates behind, what happens to a Marco Rubio or almost anybody else in the presidential race is your donors dry up. Just the opposite is happening with Bernie Sanders. He's got a $15 million edge in the month of March alone because his folks are enthusiastic, they're energetic. And frankly, that's the ingredient that's missing from Hillary Clinton's campaign. She's got the endorsements and all kinds of other stuff, but she doesn't have that kind of enthusiasm.
How often do you, as someone who's out there on the campaign trail or your producers, get the chance to ask questions directly to Hillary Clinton?
Oh, it's rare. Yeah. I mean, she did some yesterday. You'll see the tape from the Bronx, but they sort of told the press pool at the last minute, so there was just a handful of people there. They had said she was doing an event in New York City, but they didn't tell us where. So, I mean, as you know, New York's a kind of a big place. We can take her out, but we can't be in every borough.
I raised this question because I read this story this morning about how people out there covering the Hillary campaign, there was a fundraiser. And, you know, reporters are not allowed to cover the speech given during a fundraiser, but they're kept at some distance. But in this particular case, it was an outdoor venue, and if you listen very carefully to the PA system across the way, you could pick up what was being said. And so that didn't happen, they actually brought out a device and aimed it at the press corps that generated noise that sounds like a helicopter, so you couldn't hear what she was saying.
The noise machine, as I understand. I wasn't there because it was in Colorado, as I understand, at Governor Hickenlooper's home. I've never heard of someone doing something like that. I do remember, as you'll probably recall, the 2012 campaign, Mitt Romney got burned. It wasn't the 47% comment, but it was some other comments he made, I think in Palm Beach, Florida. Hmm. And it was the same kind of deal where it was sort of outdoors, beautiful weather, and some reporters kind of pressed their ear to the fence and heard some things Mitt Romney said behind closed doors that were embarrassing. And so the Clinton campaign, I guess, is taking extraordinary measures to make sure we don't listen in. But, yeah, it's very rare that we get a chance to ask her questions. Up until recently, we went something like 90 days without having a full-fledged news conference. I mean, that's a long time, you know, for a front runner, number one, not a random candidate, but number two, somebody who, let's remember, is under investigation by the FBI.
Well, and let's talk about that. I mean, you may not get to question her, but you get to witness the goings-on, the attitude of the campaign handlers, and I'm guessing you get to, at the very least, interview some of the campaign staff.
Yeah.
What is the mood? Are they really just brushing this off like dirt on the shoulder? They don't think there's a problem with the FBI?
Yeah, they do think the FBI ultimately is not going to indict or suggest an indictment, because that would be the Justice Department, but also they feel that in the long run she'll be exonerated. It might take some time. And frankly, they think that, you know, they're very confident that in the end, yes, Sanders has the momentum and has the money, but obviously money doesn't always matter most, especially this year. See, you know, Bush, Jeb in terms of money.
Yeah.
But also that the math is more important than the money or the momentum. And the fact is she still has this big delegate lead. Bernie Sanders has to not just win New York and California on June 7th, for example. He's got to win them big to make up for the gap he has right now. Is it possible? Yes, but it's still an uphill climb.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people have said maybe there'll be another contested convention on the other side as well.
Sure.
What do you think the percentages are?
Oh, I think that's pretty low. It's definitely lower than the Republican side. But is it possible that Bernie Sanders denies Hillary Clinton a clear win before late July in Philly? Yes, it's possible. And the way he'd have to do it is not just the pledged delegates in the states, but since you have the superdelegates, the party bosses, who are largely siding with Hillary Clinton. I think the scenario is Bernie Sanders goes on a run, shocks the world, and beats Hillary Clinton in her adopted home state of New York, wins California, and then all of a sudden he's winning these big states, he's winning on her turf, and the superdelegates start fleeing her. And say, you know, and then deny, you know, maybe they don't give him enough to win, but they deny her the magic number. The problem with that scenario, I want to make clear, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I mean, 5, 6, 7 big things have to happen.
Yeah, a lot of ifs there. Yeah.
Stranger things have happened this year. And by the way, if the FBI does something dramatic, that obviously changes everything that we're thinking right now.
All right. Ed Henry with Fox News, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to see you both. Have a good
and,
thanks,
and you and I will keep working on Larry and his wardrobe, okay?
It's a tough battle.
Yeah. Isn't this when we usually have Brett Baer on?
Yes,
Oh, the Masters is this weekend. That explains everything.
That explains a lot, doesn't it? Yeah.
844 on WMAL.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When Washington comes to talk.
Salt, sand, dirt, it gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fibers like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you need Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store at Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, moving furniture if necessary. Plus, now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
It's 845 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, okay. Aha! Larry, you know what? We have another crash on the Maryland Beltway, but you know why? I bet the Masters is this weekend.
That's right. Everything. You can blame on the Masters.
All right. No, but what we do have going on here, leaving College Park to Silver Spring, we've had the morning volume throughout the rush hour, which we normally see, but now in the backups near University Boulevard before you get to Colesville Road for the crash right lane, getting down to the Beltway, 95, we had the volume, but now you're getting stuck with the crash now, southbound 95, before you get to the exit for 212. Stay to the left to get by there. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. In fact, a little bit lighter than normal there, so we're enjoying that. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, smooth sailing. Getting better on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, Maryland. Northbound crash prior to the Beltway had been cleared out of the travel lanes. Leaving Springfield, that's our slow stretch to get onto the Beltway, heading in toward Braddock Road with the incident. Then the pace really does improve. A pocket of delays past the Little River Turnpike, and again, as you make your trip just north of I-66 and 66, no late problems reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold air settling back in. Boy, we're going to have some chilly days coming up here for today and tomorrow. Today's 56 feels colder with a west wind around, a partly cloudy sky, and a few flurries west, mainly this morning. Now tonight, a disturbance swings through with rain and snow showers, 39. Rain and snow showers tomorrow, especially early, windy, and a high of 43. Up to an inch in some spots of snow accumulating. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 degrees in the nation's capital at 847. Always good to start a Friday with a little bit of Stevie, right? All right, now here's something you don't see every day, especially in the federal government.
Yep.
The cost of a federal service that you, the American taxpayer, pay for is going down.
What?
They are
that never
reducing
happened.
The cost of something that you do, and it's something that everybody does, or at least everybody used to do.
Well, what's that?
This would be a postage stamp.
No kidding.
The cost of a postage stamp is going down. But here's the thing. Who uses postage stamps anymore? No one uses
postage
stamps.
Well, I do.
I don't use postage stamps anymore for anything.
But, you know, the problem is, we were talking about this a little earlier, and you asked me the question, and I didn't know the answer.
Yeah. How much does a postage stamp cost?
I have no idea, because I buy those forever stamps, and they don't have the price on them, so I just buy a book. I don't really know what it costs for an actual stamp.
See, now think about it. You buy the forever stamp because if the rate goes up, you've locked it in, right?
Right.
Well, now the rate is going down.
All right.
I
lost money.
It's like
on
you
deal.
Bought oil at $60 a barrel.
That's right.
Now.
I mean, that's a bad deal. So
the price of that, so it can do this when you're at the work today, the water cooler or what have you. Ask your guy, that annoying liberal in the cubicle next to you. How much is a postage stamp? I bet you the people can't answer.
No.
I couldn't have answered.
I didn't know until you told
Mike
me.
Mike McKay, cost of postage stamp? No idea.
No idea.
49 cents.
49
but
cents.
But not anymore. It's going down. Sunday, April 10th, this Sunday, the cost of a postage stamp will go down to 47 cents.
That's
2 cents down.
That's good.
First time the cost of a postage stamp has gone down in the United States of America since 1919, at the end of World War One.
Wow.
The
WW1.
End of World War
One. Yeah.
They said, you know, the cost of the war is over, and then we're bringing the cost down. Thank you, Woodrow Wilson. Wilson Bridge. Brian Wilson Bridge. Also, other costs going down. A postcard stamp down 1 cent. It will now cost 34 cents.
Apparently, 34 cents.
Cost 35 cents for those of you who send postcards. And if you're sending international mail, it's going to go down 5 cents, down to $1.20 for an international layer. So there you go.
That's amazing.
And if you have bought
Do they tell you why?
They said that it's, they certainly didn't in this article that I am referencing.
Well, I mean, I always hear the post office is losing money like water through a sieve.
Maybe free market, factors are involved here, and they realize that they had priced themselves up to a point that people are not using letters anymore because it costs too much. That extra 2 cents is going to make the difference. Or everyone can do what pretty much everybody is doing, which is send email, pay your bills online, and not send anything.
Yeah, it's rare that I need to send a letter.
I can't remember the last time I had to buy a postage stamp.
I do occasionally, often, yeah.
I can't even.
What happens is you get everything on auto pay, right?
Right.
Then you don't have any idea how many things are actually on auto pay because you don't look that close.
Oh, well, you got to link it up to your Quicken account or whatever home thing. So while we're at it, how much is a gallon of milk?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't drink milk. No, I don't know.
Don't ask me about eggs either.
All right. Now, how do you use a MetroCard in New York?
You have to swipe it.
Yeah, see, you know more than Hillary Clinton.
Well, coming up on Monday, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. We'll recap the Masters, and we'll have the very latest on election news.
Wow, I cannot wait to get through the weekend so we can be here Monday morning. I don't even want there to be a weekend. That Monday show sounds so good.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just forget the weekend.